Nolte, Far Left Today Show ratings crater to 30-year low. By John Nolte on July 21, 2021. Today averaged 2.9 million viewers during the week of July 12 to 16 to mark the first time NBC News' flagship program failed to surpass the 3 million viewer threshold since at least 1991, Fox News reported. Lowell. An industry insider with knowledge of the show's inner workings told Fox, "It's a total fiasco. The show has lost its role as a cultural touchstone. There are obviously bigger industry trends at play, but the show is a non-factor." Lowell. More from Fox. NBC's Today has averaged 3.2 million viewers in 2021, a 10% drop from its 2020 total viewership. ABC's Good Morning America is also down 9% but has averaged 3.4 million to edge Today for the most watched morning show. While both shows have declined from last year, the historic low for Today has raised eyebrows as the show used to surpass 6 million viewers on a regular basis in its heyday. Today also lost to Good Morning America in the key demographic of adults aged 25 to 54 by its largest margin since the week of December 21, 2015, according to TV Newser. Fox has its own ideas about why this happened. No more Donald Trump, too political, too depressing with the China flu and all the riots. The loss of superstar Matt Lauer to the hashtag MeToo movement. The disaster with former co-host Ann Curry. I'm sure that plays some part, but as we have seen across the board with almost all of these corporate media outlets, ratings are not returning to pre-Trump levels. An exception is Knlal. Knlal's ratings have returned to pre-Trump levels, but even pre-Trump the liars of Knlal experienced record low ratings. What's more, all this talk about depressing events and political bitterness makes zero sense. Since the Today Show's previous 1991 low, there have been repeated terrorist attacks, riots, two wars, and nonstop partisan bickering and bitterness. Losing Lauer was a blow, no question. However, replacing him with Hoda Kotb was the worst move ever. Now you have two women co-hosting, which might appeal to NPR wine moms, but real American women like their beefcake. Lauer should have been replaced with another piece of beefcake. Mostly, though, I just think that in their crusade to destroy Donald Trump and his supporters, the Today Show, along with the rest of the corporate media, burned itself to the ground. It was not even a Pyrrhic victory. We Trump supporters are still here, and Trump himself is probably going to run again in 2024. So instead of a victory, it was an arson fire of their own credibility, integrity, and most of all, their likability. Everyone, and I mean everyone in the corporate media, turned insufferably smug and sanctimonious over the last 5 years. Finally, they showed their true face to the public, and it's an ugly and unappealing face. The public is willing to forgive a lot if they like you. And these people have become not just unlikable but grotesque in their elite self-regard. Then there is the trust factor. After all this. Brett Kavanaugh, serial rapist. President Michael Avenatti. The Covington KK Kids hoax. Hands up, don't shoot. George Zimmerman. Mostly peaceful Black Lives Matter riots. The Russia collusion hoax. Antifa stormed the beaches on D-Day. Cuomo, DNY, king of coronavirus competence. The clearing of Lafayette Square hoax. The lab leak theory has been debunked hoax. The Russians are behind Hunter's laptop hoax. The Russian bounty hoax. The Capitol police officer killed with the fire extinguisher hoax. The very fine people hoax. Men can magically transform into women. And on and on and on. What is the point of watching any corporate media outlet? All they do is lie. Even if you are an NPR wine mom, you do not want to be serially lied to. The era of corporate media influence is over, and that makes me feel pretty good about the future. Americans are rebelling against these exposed frauds, and 2022 should be a hoot.